In the midst of another heat wave, it's difficult to think of the next week as the last 7 days of summer. And it isn't, as far as the calendar is concerned. But for anyone heading back to school, at any level, the autumnal equinox on September 22 does not usher out the summer season. That happens on September 6 when that first bell rings. Anything not accomplished over the past couple months, whether it involves enjoying the great outdoors, hanging with friends or family members, or preparing for the upcoming school year, needs to be crammed in over the next 7 to 10 days. After that, schedules become filled with classes and homework, leaving less time to frolic and play while good weather still beckons. Holding on to this time of year, which many people relate to festivals, barbecues and get-togethers with family and friends, is an annual ritual, except for those who prefer overcast skies and cooler weather. Those days will come, we all know that all too well. While events such as Sunshine Music Festival, Saturday, September 4, and Sunday, September 5, at Palm Beach Regional Park, keep that summer feeling alive, the ice is down at Powell River Recreation Complex. How's that for a contrast? Don't fret, students. There is still time to make the most of summer vacation, fading as it may be. Which lake haven't you had a chance to swim in this summer? Which beach have you not visited for a saltwater dip? Have you set up a cool aid stand, or visited one? The latter goes for everyone. Either can be satisfying, whether in a monetary way or in a refreshing manner. Don't let the warm weather fool you. Summer is fleeting, so make the most of it.